This is HPR episode 1782 entitled, Chorus Text, a non-visual text editor open assistive device project, and is part of the series, Accessibility. It is hosted by first-time host Cura Cura, and is about 18 minutes long. The summary is, introducing Chorus Text, a non-visual text editor open assistive device project.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi, my name is David, and this is my first podcast for Hacker Public Radio. I've been a listener for a good few years now. I just thought that it's time for me to record a podcast and make a contribution. And at the same time, I'd like to share a little project that I have been working on called the Chorus Text, which is an open assistive device made from Arduino, Linux single board computer, and eSpeak, and Node.js. So it's basically a non-visual text editor that lets a person with visual impairments do text editing solely by means of touch and hearing alone, without using eyesight. So text editing is a very sight-led activity. In order to do text editing effectively, one must be able to locate the position of the cursor and gain an understanding of where he is in the text by reading the text around the cursor, and do all these by using eyesight. That's the primary means of doing text editing. And yet in our modern life, we have to do so much electronic text editing and reading. So on the surface of Chorus Text, there are three physical sliders that the user can reach out to at any time. These sliders are similar to those found in audio mixer boards, and changing the position of the slider would cause the system to pull out the corresponding part of the text and pass it to the text-to-speech engine, which will speak the portion of the text out loud. The first slider is the line slider. So changing the position of this slider from top to bottom will cause the system to read the text progressively line by line. The second slider is the word slider, and changing the position of the word slider from left to right will cause the system to read out the words in the current line progressively, word by word. And the third slider is the character slider, and changing the position of the character slider from left to right would cause the system to spell out the characters that make up the current word letter by letter. This way the user can read the text he's working on with ease, and can drill down to the level of character by character spelling if he needed to. And what's more, these sliders are motorized sliders, so I can programmatically move them to any spot along the track and control them with the Arduino. So when doing text editing, as the user types, the sliders continuously change position, reposition themselves to reflect or to manifest the contents of the text in real time. So for example, if the user types three more letters, three more characters, the character slider would advance three positions, three steps to the right. And if he deletes one character, the slider would move one step backwards. And likewise, if he added two words to the current line, the word slider would move two steps to the right. And if he deleted one line, the line slider would step back one step. So gone is the concept that the cursor is this abstract blinking thing that only lives inside the monitor, and for which the only means of finding where it is on the screen is by means of eyesight. It is now physically manifested by the three sliders. Simply reach out to these three sliders with your hand at any time, and the text is immediately accessible and navigable. No eyesight required. If one needs to verify the text that one has just typed, simply move the slider around, right? Move the line slider up to read the previous line, move the slider down again to read the current line, and verify words and spelling in the same manner. And there are no updates drawn on the monitor. There is no monitor. What we have are these three sliders that are constantly moving, repositioning as the user types. Other things on the surface of this device is two knobs, one for adjusting the speech rate and one for adjusting the spelling rate when the user move navigates character by character, and buttons that are essentially equivalent to home and page up and page down. So four buttons for each sliders, and a button for speaking the contents of the current line, the current word, the current character, and one button for speaking the content of the whole text. And the mode switcher dial. So the mode switcher dial is for switching focus. Like in a browser, we can switch focus to the address bar by clicking on the address bar, right? And switch focus to the text box by clicking on the text box. Likewise, with the mode switcher dial, the user needs to turn the dial to a certain position to switch the focus. So right now, there are only a few modes available: main text and settings, and a few placeholder modes like chat and search. So if the user turned the knob to settings, he will enter the settings area, and there are two buttons next to the dial, and the user can switch languages by pressing these two buttons. So right now the languages supported are English and Chinese and Bahasa Indonesia, and those are the three languages that I speak. But I am using eSpeak, and eSpeak supports many more languages. It's just that I don't speak any other languages, so I don't know. I can't verify whether it is truly speaking French or how well it works, right? But if there's anyone interested to add support for other languages, please feel free. Okay, so in future there will be a chat mode and a Wikipedia search mode. Going to the chat mode, it will automatically bring him to a chat room, and he can read the chat messages and type chat messages and send to other people in the room. And the Wikipedia search mode would let the user to type in keywords, query search queries that will be sent to Wikipedia, and then when the results came back, they will be loaded on the chorus text and made available to the user via the sliders. So all he needs to do is to type in and reach out to the sliders to read the text and access the content of Wikipedia that way. So component wise, it's using Arduino Uno right now and an Adafruit Motor Shield version 2, which is excellent, and three motorized line potentiometers, the three sliders, and one motorized rotary potentiometer, the mode switcher dial, and about 20 buttons, just simple push buttons, and two rotary potentiometer, normal non-motorized potentiometer for adjusting the speech rate and spelling rate, and also a PC Duino where the chorus text application is running and handles communication with Arduino and execute eSpeak text-to-speech and runs a web interface so users with low vision can go to the address and read the text in an enlarged font type, or the user's significant others can also access the device via this web interface and import text or follow the reading progress of the user. So all that is done through a web browser, so they can come in from another computer, they can come in from a tablet or a smartphone, and communication is done via Socket IO real time, and there's also AngularJS that handles the DOM updating real time. It sounds very complicated, but trust me, it's not as complicated as it sounds. I have the code and the design files up on my GitHub. Simply go to github.com/kurakuradave/chorustext. That is kurakuradave/chorustext. Inside it, everything is inside it. Basically, the Arduino code is inside it. The Node.js chorustext application is inside it. The hardware design files are also inside it. Oh, I forgot to mention, there is one button on the surface of the device that is intended for one-click OCR text import. So connect the PC Duino to a scanner via USB and then put the text to be scanned on the scanner and press this one button on the chorus text device, and it will initiate a scan and pass it to Tesseract and load the converted OCR text into the device ready for the sliders and made them available to the user via the three sliders. Also, another thing that I'm contemplating right now is to make use of Mary TTS as the speech engine for chorus text, but to do that I would probably use another machine to host the Mary TTS application server and let the PC Duino send queries to this more powerful machines and playback the WAV file received from this server machine. The reason being, eSpeak is great, and it's lightweight, and it's fast, and it's robust, and it's it has a lot of man hours behind it, but it sounds pretty roboty. I think it's great. I have no issues with it whatsoever. But people new to text-to-speech technologies, especially text-to-speech technologies in Linux, might be repulsed by the robotic voice. Again, this is completely a personal thing. Depends. It differs from person to person. But I think it would be interesting to add support for Mary TTS. Unfortunately, Mary TTS requirements are can barely be met by single board computers like PC Duino 3. It needs more than 512 MB of RAM and a decent processor. PC Duino 3 can run Mary TTS server. It's just that it is definitely not as responsive as if it were running on an x86 i7 or i5 or i3 machine. So describing how the device works by using a podcast is a very poor way of doing that. And I humbly invite you to visit the webpage at www.carstacks.org, where I have demo videos and write-ups on the website. So if this is something that tickles your fancy, or if you are looking for your next Arduino project, I would be thrilled to work alongside you and to provide more details. Just shoot me an email, kurakuradave@gmail.com, kurakuradave@gmail.com, and we'll be talking soon. So I don't want to be a lone developer working in a cave, and now that I got a physical prototype ready that I can bring to a table and put down on a table for people to try, I'm sharing this with as many people as I can. I'm going to Gnome Asia Summit this week in my home country, Depok, Indonesia, and after that I am participating in Maker Faire Singapore 2015, which I believe is in 11 to 12 July 2015, and it would be awesome to get as much feedback as I can. If this device is to be something that is truly useful, I think it should go through many storms of many minds, so to speak. So comments, feedback, anything at all, just send me an email. Alright, thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.